You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
It's good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
And good morning, Terry. And let me tell you, it's 2 degrees in Euro, so we're just a tad better off. I think I woke up with ice on my nose.
Yes. It's a bit like that, isn't it?
It most certainly is. This morning I'm going to talk about a guy called Willie Nelson, and to suggest that he had an interesting life would be an understatement. He was born on April 29th, 1933, so that makes him 78. Along the way, he has written over 340 songs. He's been involved in 95 studio albums, plus 13 live. He's been in 30 movies, where he's played himself in about half of those. And he's written 3 books and been involved in 4 others collaboration. And his private life, which I'll mention later, has also been quite interesting. So where did it all start? It started at the age of 7, 1940, when he wrote his first song. And I couldn't believe when I read he had his first band at the age of 10. And the title of the band was called Bohemian Polka. I'd love to ask him where that title came from. Of course, the school years went on, and in 1950 he joined the US Air Force, but had to get out of it within a few months because he had a bad back problem. Ended up being a DJ in Texas and all over various parts of America there for long, ending up in Canada as well. Made his first record in 1956, but no great hits. He's just one of those guys that became known. However, things in 1960 changed a little bit for him when a Nashville country singer, Farron Young, recorded a song Willie had written called Hello Walls. And he sort of became a bit better known at that stage. And along the path, he's written some songs for other people. He wrote Pretty Paper for Roy Orbison, Crazy for Patsy Cline, huge hit. And Elvis Presley actually made a version of You're Always On My Mind that Willie had written, so it was a very good version. Himself, 1961, he had a couple of successful singles called Willingly and Touch Me, but that sort of helped him get known a little bit better. And by 1964, he was on a $10,000 a year contract, which is pretty good back in the mid-60s. But still, he was consistently well-known in the USA by that stage, but not world famous. 1970, his ranch burned down, and he saw this as some sort of divine signal. Had an argument with RCA, his recording company, about musical direction, and he decided to retire from music. But we know that's not true, don't we?
Yep.
To say the least. After a couple of years on the hippie scene in the early 1970s with all that flower power time, he decided to become a different type of Willie Nelson. And anyway, 1975, an album called Red-Headed Stranger. On it, he had his version of a 1945 song called Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, and all of a sudden some serious overseas recognition came his way. And about the same time, long-time friendship with Waylon Jennings took off when they became the Outlaws, and that led to a platinum album which had a song on it called Mama, Don't Let Your Sons Grow Up to Be Cowboys. His next album, Stardust, also became platinum, so he was well and truly on the path. By then, of course, the late 70s, early 1980s, had hits with songs like Good Hearted Woman, Remember Me, and If You Got the Money, Honey, I've Got the Time, an old Hank Williams song. Not resting on his laurels, he decided to get involved in the movies, and basically started with a film called Honeysuckle Rose, and the soundtrack for the film was On the Road Again, and that really blasted him overseas. 1982, he brought out You're Always On My Mind. And in 1984, he had that fantastic song with Julio Iglesias, To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Not to be resting on his laurels, also in the mid-1980s, Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and himself created The Highwaymen. And the more touring went on and all sorts of shenanigans for a number of years. Yes, and during the 2000s, he had huge touring shows with Johnny Cash and recordings, of course. In 2004, he recorded a song with Toby Keith called Beer for My Horses, which became number one on the Country and Western Billboard for about 6 weeks and also became the best video for 2004 for the film clip involved. in 2013. Fantastic album, and we've all heard a few of these songs called To All the Girls, and the whole album was duets with famous singers of the time, or all time, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Roseanne Cash, Emmylou Harris, that sort of thing. Terrific album. I mentioned earlier about his private life. Well, here we go. Goodness. He was an activist for several political issues later in life, back in about the early 1990s, early 2000s. He'd been married 4 times, 7 children. His first marriage was interesting because he was subject to violence from his wife. And I read one stage, he must have come home a little bit tiddly, and she sewed him up in a blanket, and when he woke up in the morning, started hitting him with a broom. But he must have loved her, Terry, because they were married for 10 years and 3 children, but eventually, divorce came along. What about his health? Pneumonia, carpal tunnel syndrome from playing the guitar so often, lung congestion, which sort of came about because of his 2 or 3 packets a day of smokes, plus a few smokes of marijuana. He's had emphysema, stem cell therapy. What else? How is he still alive is what I wondered when I was reading all of this stuff.
Well, look, honestly, I saw him not that long ago. He recorded a song with Lucas Graham. I don't know if that's mentioned in your information. I think it was only last year. And he wasn't looking that lively in that, I have to admit.
Well, he's had a fairly interesting life on the side of singing, etc., Terry. He's had several marijuana possessions where he's been just arrested with having a few leaves in his car, and he also had a major tax department issue there where they told him he owed them $16 million, so that was in the early 1990s. So he's a bit of a comedian, I think, as well. He created an album called The IRS Tapes, Fooled by My Memories, and blame me down if his fans didn't rally, and actually that sold quite well. He ended up paying the IRS off the $15 million that he owed them. So,
or his fans did.
his fans did, yes. Fantastic. What a life he's had, and he's 78, and what a monument to science he must be. Terry, you've got a song for me today from Willie, and I'll be back on Wednesday with a TV series that most people would know. It went for a long, long time on TV, and I'll discuss that on Wednesday.
Thanks very much, Roman. We've got Willie Nelson, Always on My Mind.
Yeah, great song.
Talk to you Wednesday.
Bye.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.